The outside of an old boys' dormitory now looks like it did back in 1906, when the school first opened. New windows and doors have been put in, a scorched section from an arson attempt has been replaced, and a few coats of butterscotch paint have been applied. Kelly Jackson, the Lac du Flambeau's tribal historic preservation officer, says fixing up the dorm's exterior is the easy part.
Telling the story from a tribal perspective, positive and negative, to ensure the true story about the boarding school, and most importantly, its effects and how it radiates into our communities even today, is the biggest challenge.
Jackson says tribal members still debate the boarding school's role in their history. Some elders say teachers would discipline students for speaking their native language, and the children were often scared of the staff.
One of the students was extremely ill, yet locked within the girls' dormitory. And the buildings are extremely cold, so conditions are really rough to begin with. But the girls were very terrified about waking the matron, and it wasn't until the young girl was wheezing so heavily. One of our tribal elders recalls finally getting the courage to go to the door and wake up the matron. They come in, collect the young lady, and she did pass away that evening. She was shipped back up to the Lake Superior area where she was from.
More than $1 million in federal and private money already have gone into the project. Jackson says she hopes to open the entire building to visitors next year if they can raise $500,000 more. The finished site will have a restored dorm room, language center, and archives of tribal elders' accounts. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.